Blog Talk Radio.
And I bet you're wondering, there's something that you did not know. That's what Straight Talk is all about. We try to tell you about things that you did not know or you don't know. We want to keep you informed so that you can have some intel that will help you navigate throughout the week and this particular day. So, welcome to Straight Talk with Stan Macklin and my co-host, Bianca Forbes. We're glad to be on the air today to be able to talk to you. And you can call your friends, your neighbors, your relatives, let them know that Straight Talk is on the air. And we definitely want to hear from you what you have to say. So give us a call. And that number is 347-850-1598. And, of course, it doesn't have to be pertinent to subjects that are related to today's talk and discussion. You can talk to us about anything. We're here for you, and we want to hear what you have to say because it's very important. Well, we're going to be talking about some events and current events that are going on, and did you not know that in the city of Chicago, that's right, in the city of Chicago, there literally has been escalation of violence to the extent that in July, violence has in Chicago of 2017, the homicide rate has now reached over 400. That's ridiculous. As a matter of fact, it's beyond ridiculous. It's crazy. There's only 365 days in a year. That means this is at least a killing a day. Come on, Chicago, going on. You know, maybe Chicago is becoming Chirac. I tell you, over 400 precious lives that have been snapped out of existence through the use of violence. It's out of hand. It really is. And it's just July? Wow. I mean, what can we do? It's about, what, 5 more months to go? It's just mind-bending. I call on the city officials. I mean, come on. What in the world needs to happen? And that goes basically primarily to the church leaders. You need to get out of those churches. Quit hiding up in those churches. And get out there on the street. That's right. The scripture says that where sin does abound, grace does much more abound. And so you ought to be able to collectively come together and in the name of Jesus take authority over that killing spree that is happening. A killing a day, and it's already over 400. Wow. I literally think that's what needs to happen. I think that, you know, well, you say, well, We'll pray about it. You got to do more than that. Because the times we're living in today, people will come inside the church and will rob the church of the collection. If you're not locking your doors during the offering time, you better lock them. If you don't have security guards in your church, you better get them. Because the devil is walking big and tall, carrying a big stick up in Chicago. And he's making bold statements that life is not precious. Life does not matter. Come on. Life does matter. And I call those who are in authority in the civic, social, religious, business, educational sectors of the community to rise up and take a stand. You know, when you don't take a stand against the spirit of violence like that, it's pathetic because it gives way for an escalation of things to happen. And it's happening. It's happening not only there, but it's happening in most urban cities across the country. But over 400 is just asinine. And it's happening. And what are people doing? They're taking the attitude to see no evil, hear no evil, know no evil. I better not say anything. I better not snitch before I become the next victim, the next casualty. Well, you need to speak up. You need to hear everything you can hear, see everything you can see, and know about what's going on in your community. Yet, people who take the acquiescent attitude, I don't know, I don't care. Well, did you not know that you being involved makes a difference? It makes a big difference. Did you not know that if you would step up and stand up, you can help prevent that? You may have a wayward loved one in your house, but they're out of control. They carry guns. They conceal drugs. And anybody that they sense as a threat, they'll rise up and do whatever they have to do to eradicate their position against telling the truth. Did you not know that it makes a difference standing for the truth? That is just outrageous. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And I really don't know how the people put up with it. I don't really understand how they put up with it. Ms. Forbes, isn't that ridiculous? 400 individuals in the city of Chicago are dead. Are dead. Do you think the church can do something? What do you think? What's your position on something like about this?
Well, I feel like the church should always be a safe haven. But I don't know if they can necessarily influence anyone to do wrong or right or make anyone not follow the law.
I know it seems like it's out of control, and it is out of control. You know, President Trump said that if Chicago don't get its act together, he's going to come in there and help him with the National Guard. And I don't think you want that to take place. Some of you may be out there saying, yeah, let it happen. Something has to be done to put things in its perspective. But it's out of perspective. And it must be something that the collective effort of working together, a change can come. It's not safe to walk down the street. It's not even safe to be in your house at night. There's been several instances of stray bullets that have gone in the house and have killed innocent individuals, bystanders, young children who are just sitting up in the house. Friendly fire is not the answer because it's not friendly at all. It's ridiculous. Very, very ridiculous. Well, you say, well, you don't live up there. You far, so far removed. I used to live just 150 miles from Chicago in the city of Peoria, Illinois. As a matter of fact, a lot of individuals, a lot of gang members would come down there and hide out. And I tell you, crime anywhere is a threat everywhere. We got to rise up and realize that we can make a difference. It needs to happen. And this other urban areas, some of you in other urban areas across the country, but the same thing is happening. Same thing is happening. So, sorry for those technical difficulties, but we're talking about the violence that's going on up in Chicago, and it's just uncalled for. It really is. And we want to do everything we can to deal with that. And just like we had technical difficulties that shut off the program, and I had to rely on technology to bring it back, we're going to have to rely on all the technology and everything we got and just plain old common sense and good sense to make a difference in Chicago, because what's going on up there now is nothing but plain old nonsense. A life being snapped out every day, over 400. So we can't just stop. We got to be willing to make a difference. We got to. So, enough on that, but I just can't say enough about it, really, because Chicago, you can make a difference. You have to rise up. You can. You have to be willing to engage in community policing. And it's more community than it is, which means that you have to work together with the police, hand in hand, to be responsible about what goes on in your community. There needs to be neighborhood watch groups, and people have to take an active participation in their community. Don't just, well, it's the policeman's job to do what they do. And then when they do what they do and a person gets shot by, you're wondering, was it justified or was it just a right-out act of homicide against the citizenry? You know, these officers, when they go out there on their beat, their life is at stake. That's right. They're not promised to come back home, but they go out there in faith every day to do a job to the best of their ability. And, I mean, they have on bulletproof vests. The body cams are working. All their academy training has kicked in. And they're literally doing what they're doing to protect and serve, to save lives. But it's threatening. It's threatening for anybody to have to submit to some nonsense like that. So I want to encourage all those in the Chicago listening area. You have a city council. Go to your city council. Ask what can you do to make a difference. You can make a difference. You can be ears and eyes. Be alert to what's going on. Don't just tolerate. Don't just take a nonchalant attitude. Don't just sit back and don't do nothing. Don't get involved. I hear no evil, don't see no evil, say no evil. I don't even want to mention it. No. Take an aggressive attitude to make a difference. Because you standing up and standing out does make a difference. It really does. Patience helps. It helps a whole lot. But if you shrug your shoulders and walk away or excuse me, just stay inside and hide away from the reality of what's going on, that's not good at all. It's not. You can make a difference. And being different makes a difference. Become an example how, from an urban perspective, as an urbanite, you can take charge in the community. You say, well, if I do that, they might kill me. That's the excuse me. That's the price you might have to pay. But you're going down fighting for a cause you believe in. Community development. Urban community development. You're not going to whine and cry about what's going on. You're going to be a person who stands in a gap, a God-appointed gap at a God-appointed time, a God-appointed place to make a difference. You can do it. You can do it. And those of you who are Bible scholars, the scripture says one can chase 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. You can do it, but you're going to have to stand up to make a difference. Yeah. And did you not know? I know there's chaos everywhere. It is. It is, and it seems like the White House is in crisis. It just got a brand new White House communication director, and now he's fired. He's gone. Anthony Tomero, whatever his name is, he's gone now. And what really happened? Why did that happen? We're going to play a news clip. I want to let you listen to this here because there's some things that's going on we need to be aware of. But take a listen. Well, today seems to be the day of technical difficulties. I don't know what's up with that. But the White House is undergoing, seem like, crisis in terms of being able to keep permanent staff there. Anthony Scarmero is out as the communication director. He hadn't been there even a month, seemed like. But why was he out? I tell you, it's because President Trump is trying to make things fit. He's trying his best to put a team in place, but it seems that the team is him. And with all that tweeting he's doing, how can things be synchronized when he's out ahead of everybody? It just seems crazy. And he was a no-nonsense communication director who fought to try to explain the position of President Trump. But the new chief of staff is a general, and General Kelly, he's the one that ousted him. You know, he's the one that put his foot down and said enough is enough. That's why he's a general, retired general. They don't take no stuff. And so it seems like the things are being cleaned up at the White House. And how far are they going to go? Will they just stop in the press office or will they go all the way to the Oval Office? We don't know. But General Kelly brought in a chief of staff to calm down the chaos. And that's what it is. It's nothing but chaos because Spicer started it. And hopefully he could calm things down in a way that they could govern more effectively now. So the crisis is still going on. It is. And it seems like Bannon, who is a confirmed white supremacist, is back in his position. And he's working. Is he pulling the levers? What is he doing? But you can be very sure that this is a different kind of White House, and it's governing from a different position to make a difference. Also, too, we need to think about the tension that is going on with North Korea. Yes, it's a conflict with the United States. North Korea conflict is with the United States, and that's going to be interesting to see because it is confirmed now that North Korea has missiles that can easily strike here within the United States, not just Hawaii, but also here in the United States. And it's also a fact that it seems like this presidency wants to engage with North Korea. And I hope that doesn't take place because it seems like enough is enough. We don't need to create wars again. We got enough of them going on right now, that many of them that have been, the fires have been put out. But that's what they say leaders do. They start wars. They send the young men and women. It doesn't happen. It doesn't need to happen at all. It really doesn't. So we want to see a difference. And it just seems like there's so much conflict. Conflict at home, conflict around the nation, urban crisis. But what can we do? What can we do? We can do our very best to do everything we can to keep from reacting to the nonsense that's going on. We got to do what we can do. And you can do it. You can do it. Because I want to ask you a question. How much time do you spend in prayer for this administration? We're admonished to pray for all those that are in authority, for kings, for presidents, and leaders. Do you do that? We know we talk about them. We do. But do we pray about them? It does make a difference. And I know there's some things you can't pray about. You gotta put your prayers in working clothes and make a decision to be involved, not be involved from an attitude where I don't care, I'm not gonna make it. It does make a difference. It makes a big difference. And that's not just on the global level. There's a saying, charity starts at home and spreads abroad and spreads abroad. It does. And by you getting involved at the local level, it will help you to make an influence on the national level. And on the national level, it can influence the global level. But we just give up. We just accept things the way they are, and we don't care. We shouldn't just accept all these concocted stories. That's right. President Trump got enough sense to call it fake news. But I want to say this How can it be fake news when you're the one that's manufacturing the news? Those tweets are coming from a position, from an individual who's saying things that affects other people. And so we're living in some real crucial, critical times, and we want to be very, very committed. You know, the Trump administration seems to disseminate fake news in order to distract the public from Russia's alleged attempts to try to control our elections. But I want to say to you that if you don't take the opportunity to make a difference from the local level and let things get out of hand, what do you expect is going to happen on the national and global perspective? There's a lot that's going to happen. And the reason why it's going to happen is because people don't care. But do you care? You know, your faith should not discriminate. Your faith should be an active faith. It should be the kind of faith where it's put on working clothes to get in there and to make a difference. That's what it takes. That's what it takes. So, do you want to discriminate by saying you don't care? Or it's somebody else's job to make a difference? No, it's not. It's your job to stand in the gap and to do what you can. Support efforts to make things much better. And I'd like to give a big shout out to all of those who worked to keep Obamacare intact. That's right, because something is better than nothing. And I know there were strong efforts to repeal and replace, but when you don't know what you're going to replace it with, then what we have is better than nothing. Better than nothing. So, it's not the outlook that makes a difference, but it's the outlook. And this has been Stan Macklin and my co-host Bianca Forbes saying, remember, it's not the things that challenge you that makes a difference. It's how you respond to it that makes a difference. So keep on keeping on.